Come on. Come on. The sun is going down. You must be hungry. Step outside. I am waiting for you. After years of planning, every second feels like agony. I heard it. They're finally awake. Take a deep breath. Everything is going to be okay. As you emerge from the stone mausoleum that sheltered you, the sounds of the night greet you like an old friend. But you sense something new and unfamiliar as you ascend. Something that smells warm and delicious on the evening breeze. The smell of human blood. When you reach the last step and leave the shadow of the mausoleum, you see a woman waiting for you in the cemetery. Her posture is stoic, but her eyes are intense and wanting. You hear her heartbeat quicken at the sight of you, and you know it is her blood you smell. Then, to your surprise, she speaks and steps towards you, unafraid.
Good evening. Did you sleep well? A mausoleum is an excellent shelter. Ah, and so you rush over to me. You're quick, even for a vampire. 13 feet in the blink of an eye. Very impressive. You look shocked. That's good. I want you on your back foot, at least for now. I've been hunting you for years. I've had a lot of time to plan our first meeting. This is just how I pictured it. Oh? I'm very calm for someone who's about to be your next meal. I didn't know you played with your food. That's cute. This bravado doesn't suit you. You're smarter than that. Ask yourself why I'm so calm. I know you can hear my heartbeat. What kind of human stands unafraid before a vampire? In a cemetery. Very good. Your eyes dart to my fingers. Though with the way you're looking at me, I half expected you to be checking for a wedding ring. Yes, that's a necromancer signet ring. I am Zoe of the Dahlia. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I know your name. I know just about everything there is to know about you. You look amused and a bit flattered, I think. What do I know about you? I'm so happy you're asking me questions. I didn't want to rush this part. To start, I know you've been a vampire for nearly half a century. S- 17,521 sunsets. Is that how you track the passage of time? Fascinating. Don't mind me. I'm just taking a few notes. I want to remember every detail of this conversation. I could stand here all night looking at you, counting your eyelashes the way you count sunsets. But I see that bravado of yours is deflating, so it's time to move on. Yes. I can see you growing more and more aware with each word I speak, with every steady beat of my heart. You're starting to catch on. You're right. I'm not behaving like someone who's in danger. Like I'm face to face with a dangerous predator, even though I am. Why is that? Correct, because I have the advantage. The trap was sprung yesterday while you slept. Don't be ashamed, you didn't stand a chance. I raised a quarter of the cemetery. It went faster than I thought it would. The Risen were very enthusiastic about helping me. So many of them lost loved ones to vampires. They crawled out of their caskets for me, and now they wait for you, under the grave dirt. You'll never know which of the graves are dangerous for you. So don't run away. Aw, you look mortified. Like I said, I've been hunting you a long time. You're perfect, you know? Oh no! Did one catch you by the ankle? The undead are so strong. There's no escape. You're in the heart of the cemetery and they're everywhere. Listen to me. Relax. Try to remember what it felt like to take a deep breath in. But if you try to run from me again, I'll turn you into a dehydrated pile of necrotic organs. Okay? Good. Just behave and be a good vampire. I'm sure being helpless is a new feeling for you. So savor it. Do your worst, vampire hunter. Oh no, sweetie, no. I'm not a hunter. I'm a researcher. I've been studying you. Well, I was getting to that before you rudely decided to run away. I know everything about you. Like I said, you're perfect. What makes you perfect enough to be hunted so thoroughly? There you go, using that word again. Hunter. I am a woman of science. But, to answer your question, you're the perfect age. old enough to be experienced about vampirism and to be a bit weary from it. But you're also young enough to remember your humanity. I see your eyes grow still when I mention being weary. It's okay. Not everyone has the stamina for eternity. Our minds aren't built for it. Death makes you suffer for avoiding her. How did I know that about you? That you're weary? I've been mapping and tracking the victims of your feedings for years. I thought you had a destination you were moving towards, but you've been wandering. I've never seen a vampire travel so aimlessly before. Don't be surprised. I told you that I know you, my vampire. I even know who you were before, as a human. You don't believe me. I've read all your research papers. They were very inspiring. They were trying to improve embalming fluid. Very noble. You know, when your mouth hangs open like that, I can see your fangs. I like it. Yes, I really read your work. The necromancy school keeps everything published by former students. Even the ones that fell to vampirism. You did perfectly good research. No reason to deprive other students of it, don't you think? Well put. Ego should never be the cause for a loss of knowledge. I'm so glad you agree. Because I fully intend to take you alive for my research. Of course. And also because I can't stand the thought of you roaming free. Now that I've looked into your eyes, it's clear now that you belong with me. It's as I hypothesized, reading your work and studying you from afar. We're cut from the same cloth. I need you. I need your flesh, your fangs, your eyes. I need to study them. I'm not going to take you apart, but I need you. There's still so much we don't know about vampires. No, you don't have a choice, obviously. There's a modest complement of risen nearby. They're gonna take you into my custody. I told you, this meeting has been years in the making. Don't struggle. It's okay. You're smart. Listen to me. I want to know everything about you I don't already know. Let me study you. I won't hurt you. But what will you eat? Well, me, of course. I'm very dedicated to my research. To you. You'll come with me then. Is that just your stomach talking? But thank you. I'd hoped you'd come willingly. Mwah. A kiss for luck, and to help warm your skin. We're going to make the world better. I'm so glad I was right about you. You're not just perfect. You're perfect for me.